cigar. Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy Fresco. You can follow me on you can follow me on Instagram at Fresco Fame and on Twitter at Fresco Ben Famous. That's B-I-N Famous. Dig?
And it's your boy Flaw 700, and that's on
A-Dang.
And we are the Podcast Brothers, and this is episode 99. Wait a minute. I got to figure out a way to slip my AKAs in there somewhere. Flaw 700, a.k.a. Flaw Seagal. A.K.A. Claw Claw Van Damme. So, yeah.
Welcome to episode. Podcast Brothers taking over for the 99 in the 2000.
Girl, you're working with some. Yo, that got to be the most. Somebody told me that was the first mumble rap song, and it probably is, yo.
Girl, you're working with some magic.
Like, we know what he's saying, but it's still like, yo, what the.
At first, I didn't know what the fuck he was saying.
that had to be like a make it or break it record. Like, it wasn't for the hook. But if you listen to the rhymes...
Once I got past Han, Han was the first song for me. Like, what the fuck?
Is you with that? Nah, that wasn't... Nah,
it was for me. Back then, I had no idea what the fuck he was saying.
I think it was the video that caught us. I think when we saw the video and we seen them, it was just like, cool. But I think when...
If you just heard
the song, you would be like, what the shit is this?
That's what I did. I couldn't make out what he was saying clearly, like... I didn't understand the lingo. It was way past me.
But yeah, it's episode 99. I just want to make a quick announcement real quick, man. We are on so many different platforms, but there's only a few that I actually care about. So I want y'all to do me this one favor. Nah,
this nigga crazy,
I'm being dead ass though. I want y'all to do me a favor. Like, we actually make a few pennies off the Spreaker plays that we get. You don't make no type of bread off SoundCloud, no type of bread nowhere else. So if you can, go on your phone and go into your Apple Store or your Google Play Store, search for Spreaker, download the app, and then search for our podcast, The Podcast Brothers.
Please, people, we need your money.
Right. We don't ask, like, no shade, no disrespect to the people that do the Patreon or nothing like that, but we don't do that. But we do see a few pennies when you listen to our show via Spreaker, via the website. Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts is cool, which is why I'm kind of like, I don't really see the benefit of SoundCloud again. I do that from time to time. You know,
by the way, that was a line from Little Rascals that I said too, by the way.
What'd you say? Say it again.
People, we need your money.
Yeah. Classic movie. That's what that is.
Even science can't explain it. Funny.
But
shit.
But yeah, so those four. Spreaker, the website, which is thebrotherspod.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We do appreciate y'all and we appreciate you, man.
Even if you don't listen to any of those instructions that he just gave you, appreciate it.
They won't. But
if you do, thanks a lot. But if you don't and you're already listening to that, man, fuck out of here.
If you listen to the podcast on the platforms that I just said, you're helping us, you know, take that step forward to, you know, me not having to work for the man and we can just do our own thing. You understand?
Yeah, man.
So we can get into our weeks. You want to go first?
I go first. Work wasn't that bad this week, actually. All 40 hours on time.
Yeah. Wait. Say it again.
All 40 hours on time.
You get that.
Thank you.
You get.
It's hard fucking work. Believe me.
You nominated for the
raggedy bitch. Raggedy bitch.
I'm nominating you for Employee of the Quarter.
I appreciate that, man. I believe that's a well-earned reward, you know. But, so work was cool. What wasn't cool was that on Payday Friday, they have us in a 5 o'clock meeting after work's over, like the building's closed. Why you pick 5 o'clock to have the meeting, bro?
Wait. That's not on the clock, right?
It was on the clock, but like, bro, come on, man.
I was about to say they trying to have a meeting.
We was there till like 5:30, 5:35, but like, yo, bro, it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Payday.
Yeah.
fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Fuck all the way to no. Anyway, the hours of work that are always the hardest for me are the hours between 1:30 and 3:30. For whatever reason, it's like the twilight zone of hours. It's just seeing the drags. Like, get these pointless couple hours out of here. You in the way. You blocking me from 4 o'clock. Mm. But yesterday I played New York City. I went up to the city. I had a bomb ass weekend in the city. A nigga went to go see Aladdin, the Broadway play. And to my surprise, it was amazing. It was absolutely wonderful, splendid, terrific, marvelous. And any other 6 or 7 letter word adjectives you could think of that you might describe that was terrific.
Glorious.
Ooh. You got any more? Because I can tell you thought about that.
I did.
I can tell you thought about that.
I'm thinking of another one. I'm stuck.
All right. It's all right. You know, one is better than none. So a round of applause to you.
Okay. Now, let me get myself
there
back.
You go. Clap it up. Yep. So,
you're far too kind. No, thank you. Sit down.
Oh, God. Any fucking way. I forgot. Oh, yeah. So after the Aladdin show was over, dope thing about that, it was kind of a last-minute decision, and I didn't know, like, those tickets are normally so expensive, but cop tickets for, like, $60. We was, like, the third row. It was a lot of shit.
It's pretty dope.
I was in there high as a goddamn cloud. Mm-hmm. And they doing all these lights and spectacles. I'm like, I'm really jumping in the seat like, oh, shit. Oh. The fucking light scaring the fuck out of me, out of my peripheral. Like, I'm squinting the whole fucking show. It's bright as hell in there. But it was still amazing. You
want to go see Aladdin, the horror story. Like,
I was like, oh. There was this one part where the genie did some genie shit and some, like, colorful streams came out of, like, the rafters and down into the audience. The white lady next to me was so fucking excited. She's, like, in my section, pulling my streams down. Like, you know, like, each section got a decent amount of spray of little ribbons and shit that fell from the sky. She's jumping up, like, oh, like, she's trying to reel them in. I'm like, lady, what the fuck? Like, come on, man. Like, it's for the kids, baby, first of all. It's for the kids, baby. I'm gonna need you to have, like, you've been somewhere before, and these ribbons don't mean a motherfucking thing, neither. But anyway, that was neither here nor there. But yeah, it was a good time, and then afterwards, I just played the city for a while, man. And actually, just right before I got here to record the show, I just got back from the city. So yeah. And I also hollered at my man Snook too. Shout out to my man Snook. He pulled out the Scrabble board. I was ready to test his skills. I got smashed. I think I had like 70 points.
I don't know nothing about Scrabble.
Scrabble is lit.
Scrabble
is
That's
lit.
Like Words with Friends, though, right?
Yeah. The board game. Yeah. But, you know, you can only play with the letters they give you, man. I can't make words out of V's and W's out this bitch. Like, what the fuck you want me to do with that? And one A. Like, what the fuck? Wow. Vav. Like, nah, I'm screwed, bro. So, yeah, man. I had a good week. Ready to tackle the work week coming up. So, yeah. Episode 99 in your face, bitch.
Yeah, this episode is definitely being recorded later than usual. This is a Sunday night.
Sunday,
I
want
to give a shout out to I'm Dan on Drugs. That's his...
Dan on Drugs.
That's his Twitter handle. And he's, you know, part of the podcast Black Law and Legal Lies. That podcast is fire, by the way. It's definitely in my top five.
Shout out to the homies.
Like, when that podcast drop out, I definitely, like, I run to that. But he, if you heard our new intro, and it was produced by Dan. So shout out to Dan, you know. And I just had, as far as my week, I had a rough week, man. I didn't listen to hardly any podcasts. I was just out of it, man. Just wasn't really tweeting, hardly tweeting. And, you know, Dan just popped up. He said, Flo, I got something for you out the blue, man. So I appreciate that. You didn't know I needed that, but I needed that. So I appreciate that.
Nice.
As far as my week go, yo. Besides all the BS, I did a lot of TV watching. Got to watch episode 1, season 3 of Insecure. Lawrence Hive.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, everybody. Listen, no Lawrence Hive.
It was a good episode, though.
It was all right. I gotta watch it again. I don't know. But I'm a multitasker, so I'm always doing.
So like, you wasn't paying attention.
I was paying attention, but it wasn't.
You can't be multitasking and paying attention to all three things at the exact same time.
It's what I do.
So why you gotta watch it over again if you was paying attention?
Because whatever was going on really didn't like grab me.
So you were fucking paying attention.
That's how I watch what all my fuck? Shows. Like,
come on, man. That's how I watch. Stop playing with me, Smokey.
Stop playing. And then I was watching Snowfall. I'm on a season two. It's a very good show, and I think that
again, I just started trying to get into
it. It's good to binge watch though. Like if you're just watching episode after episode, because when I watched the first episode, I'm like, it's not keeping my attention.
Yeah.
But to actually watch it and just see what happens next, it's like, yo, I'm into it. But it's just one of them slow burns where it takes so long for it to get to where it's at. Let but now that burn. It's where it's at, I'm all for it. So in the midst of me watching Snowfall, right, I get a Facebook friend request from this guy with money, and he just had money in his profile picture, and it was him. And it was colorful money. So I'm like, this guy's from somewhere else. But I'm in my Snowfall bag. I'm like, maybe this is my future connect. So I didn't accept his friend request, but I inboxed him.
What do you want? You the plug?
I said, what's up? And to my surprise, he replied. He said, good. And where are you from? I said, Jersey. Where you from? He's from Ghana. That's how you say it, I guess, right? And then he just sent me this long-ass copied and paste message, but I didn't even get a chance to respond to the Ghana. Like, I was trying to build with the brother. But he just shot his shot. And he says he's a great spiritual helper. And he said that he could help me with the following. You want to hear it? Here it go. Instant money. Pocket no dry. That's what he wrote. Pot money. Don't know what that means. I think I know what it means, but I don't know what that means. Promotion in the office. How can you get me a promotion from Ghana, buddy? But I'm interested. Keep going. Promotion at the workplace. Ah, what's the difference? But anyways, promotion at every business. Damn. Sounds pretty dope. This is what he's offering me. I don't know why, boy. I don't know what's in it for him. Lotto numbers, lotto lucky, scam lucky, boy girl lucky, husband wife lucky, low sperm count, sex power. What's that?
What the
fuck? Success everywhere. Magic to command. That's what they call everything. It now, huh? So this nigga offered me magic to command everything. Magic to command. Magic to command everything.
What the fuck? Okay.
Protection okay, against genie. Enemies. Protection against witchcraft. Protection in everything and everywhere. So, I'm interested.
Who is this nigga? Jesus? This nigga, what the fuck?
Police case, court case.
Oh,
soccer lucky, having bad dreams, church powers. So this nigga offer me church powers. So I'm not lying, it's all here.
I can't breathe, yo.
Love at work management.
I can't breathe. So
winning family property.
Who the winning fuck family is this goal. Guy?
You can call me or what's up or what's up me on this number for all your what's problems that? To be solved. I'm not going to what's up. Oh, so he got the what's up joint, but I'm going to call him on Facebook Messenger real quick because I'm not going to call.
You about to call him right now? I'm
calling right now. See what he's talking about. On Facebook Messenger.
Malam Baba?
Yeah, that's his name.
You're going to block him after this, right?
Malam Baba.
You're going to block him after this, right? This is kind of creepy.
Pick up, buddy. I want to see what you're talking about. Come on.
This nigga.
Come on.
Please leave a message.
Oh. Yo, what's up, man? I got your message, and I'm interested in some of those things. Hit me back on Facebook Messenger so we can talk business, man. Let me know what's in it for you, because you're giving me all these.
What are church powers?
Yeah, what are church powers? Things of that nature. I want to know. You know, so hit me back, all right?
You cracked the Da Vinci Code?
So, yeah. That was that.
Church powers, bro.
Once again, I probably would not have entertained him if I wasn't watching Snowfall. So I was in my Snowfall bag. Like, maybe that's what I need to do with this podcast thing. Ain't working. I need to just hit the streets.
Okay. All right.
Hit the streets. Put my life on the line.
It's a hell of a transition.
I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, man.
I think about selling drugs every day, B. Mm-hmm. It'd be like Rich Paul to one of them niggas. Nah. Well, not like... Never mind. Never mind.
So, yeah, I think that's my week. And now I'm here. Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm here, man.
Episode 99 of Podcast Brothers. We here. One episode away from 100.
So let's get into it, man. We lost a legend earlier, a few days ago. This is Sunday, so it's a whole new week. Aretha Franklin, man, born March 25th, 1942, passed away. She died August 16th, 2018. She became the first female performer to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. 75 million records sold worldwide. And Aretha Franklin has the most hits on the charts of any female at the age of 73. And she's held that record for 40 plus years. Now, there's going to be some people who dispute that and say that Nicki Minaj has the most hits on the charts with 76. But that's argued because Nicki Minaj has like features to where she right. might have a verse or something. Where she might do a hook where right. Aretha Franklin kind of like has
the entire song.
Right, the entire song. Probably wrote it, produced it, and all of that.
Right.
So, you know, Aretha Franklin is going to be missed, man. And listen, this ain't the time for people to be like, oh, now y'all want to play Aretha. Now y'all want to shout out Aretha Franklin.
Why do people do that?
I don't know why people do that. It was like, oh, you wasn't listening to Aretha Franklin yesterday.
No, I was not.
I was, though. I was.
So the fuck
but still, why can't, you know, we just want to pay homage to the legends, man. And the question that I got, you know, because I did my research on Aretha a little bit. And, you know, just like most of the greats, she came from the church. Is that an issue with today's R&B, though? Are we missing the church feel from artists? Or do you think that don't play like a part or anything?
I didn't come up in the era of church music, so I don't even know how to answer that. Like, none of the artists, except for, like, Boyz II Men, maybe, that I can think of, had, like, that gossip sound, that gospel sound. But I didn't listen to a lot of music that had that type of sound, so I can't say
it's
that.
It's not really a gospel sound, because I remember Silk was from church, but you couldn't tell, because it was from, their first single was Freak Me, Baby.
But, I mean, the sound, well, yeah, I know what you mean.
It's not the sound, it's just... When you come from a certain background, you know, it's just different because now no shot at Chris Brown. It is what it is. But these artists are now on some F these hoes because they're not loyal, where you might know that. But because you still come from a loving background, you'll push the love forward. Mm-hmm. You'll have a song on your album on some She Broke My Heart. But most of your music will be love pushing forward.
When a rich nigga, won't you?
Now, I don't know if Chris Brown is from the church. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, maybe that's just something that popped in my head that maybe that church feel is kind of like what's missing. And,
but when you say church feel is missing, what exactly do you mean? Like, what about, like, what part of the church is missing from R&B?
The love part. It's just like when you get a guy on the streets, right? No church experience. He's just from the gutter, and he want to make some bread, and he can sing. He's more likely going to go for that thug mentality street song where he's like, women are this, and I'm all about my bros, F-hoes type of thing. If you're from the church, you kind of get that. It's like you know it's a double-edged sword idea when it comes to relationships, but you'll probably push love forward. Because you come from that positive background.
It's hoes in church.
Right. But they're not going to sing about them, though.
Well, they should.
I'm just saying. I think that's what R&B was about at one time. Now it's kind of like you can't tell the difference between R&B and rap.
And you definitely can't tell
the difference. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, we know rap is from the street. It's from the gutter. So you're going to get that. But then we turn on R&B and like, God damn, now y'all are rapping now, right. too. And then y'all singing.
Right.
So that's all I was saying about that, man.
That shit did change, though. That's funny as hell.
That's all I'm saying. It changed, and it's just like, damn, what's missing? Like something's missing in there. That's all I was saying. Fox News, they got Aretha Franklin mixed up with Patti LaBelle.
That's racist!
And they want us to accept their apology. Hell no. Like, come on, man. That's what Google's for, man. And it's like, listen.
Something so simple.
If I make a mistake on the podcast, I'm like, damn, like, shit. I should have did my homework on all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all Fox News. Millions of people watch y'all. And at the end of the day, this is Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin we talking about. These are household names. Y'all know these people. Don't give me that all black people look the same thing, man. Like, saying all black people look the same type of vibe thing, man. That's what's making me mad. And then they like, well, we made a mistake. Can you accept our apology? Hell no.
It's just dumb. It's just careless. You're supposed to be a multimedia news outlet. And this simple ass blooper, like, it's stupid that y'all made this mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is the editor of this paper? I mean,
Fox.
It's the station.
It's like, just Fox News as a whole. Just Fox News as a whole.
How did the editor see that? Like, yeah, let it go.
They just saw
this
black.
Is good.
You just see a black figure. It's got to be right. If it's black, it's a black woman. Oh, right. It's got to be her.
Yep, looks like her to me. Run it. Run the press.
So we had, I had asked a few of friends on social media to help us with some topics this week. And one of the topics, just to piggyback off the Aretha Franklin topic, is are we producing legends within the entertainment industry at the same rate we are losing them? And I thought that was an excellent question. And I tried to do
losing how? Losing?
Michael Jackson, James Brown, Luther Vandross, Aretha Franklin, Prince. The list goes on and on. You know, just off the top of my head. Legends. Are we producing legends at the rate that we're losing them?
I'll say no for 1200, Alex.
It's kind of tough, right?
Kind of.
Because
you don't know who's going to turn into a legend
yet,
though.
You don't. And that's what crossed my mind. But at the same time, I'm like, the people that I named, and probably not all of them, I'll just take Michael Jackson and Prince. Prince played like every instrument.
Right.
He danced. He sang. He wrote. Artists today are kind of like getting their songs written for them. I'm not saying that that wasn't always the case, but they're getting their songs written for them. The music is kind of made with the machine, not necessarily live.
Right.
And there are artists who are playing their own instrument and singing, but they're not big time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even though there are artists out there doing a thing, they won't be a legend because they're not making legend moves.
I don't know. I think the people, the music got to be of high quality. And then the people, I think that's more of a people decision.
It is. But for me, looking at it, I'm still like Drake. He breaks every record. And when Drake dies, we'll probably be right the same age. Like, Drake is like a little bit younger than me, probably. So if I outlive Drake and he dies, I know they're going to talk about all the records that he broke. And it's kind of like what they do with Aretha Franklin. You know, to catch you up to speed, Aretha Franklin holds all these records. She's the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she has all these records. And then you go, yeah, that's a legend. I think they can do that with Drake.
Absolutely.
They can do that with J. Cole, Kendrick. Like, there are some.
Yeah.
It's just that.
What about Drake. Big Sean?
Who? Big Sean? I don't know. But what I was going to say with the Drake situation.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I seriously had to think about that. Because he's like up there with them, but he just might. I think we talked about this. It's like a four-headed monster, but he's the fourth. Like, he's always the last one.
Yeah.
So, but the situation with Drake is, Drake just got criticized for not writing his own raps. So I just told you that Prince and them write their own stuff. They dance. They play their own instruments and all of that.
But if that's the case of Drake, let's say hypothetically Drake doesn't write his own stuff, but Big Sean does, what does that do?
Because Drake has the Billboard records. Like, when somebody dies, the first thing they go to is their records. And Drake and Big Sean don't got the records.
He sold 18 million billion gajillion records and streamed a gazillion bajillion million times.
Drake is the first artist with like 3 billion streams, something like that. Something like that.
Some outrageous number.
And when he dies, bruh, all those records is going to be on it. And when
that shit going catapult with fucking streams.
And then you're going to sit back and say, damn, maybe Drake is a legend. Like, they'll feed it to you. Like, right. You know, right? Damn, Drake was that dude. So.
Right, right.
But Kendrick, I think Kendrick Lamar. I don't really know. I don't really know too many others. Man. But there's other artists who kind of like messing up their stripes. Like Chris Brown gonna be a legend.
Chris Brown is a legend.
I think he's gonna be a legend. It just so many people just don't like him. That's all. But Chris Brown writes his music. He dances his ass off. He sings.
He's a hell of a performer. Absolutely.
You know, he has Billboard records. So as far as are we getting them at the rate that we're losing? That's up to the future to decide. But if you look at it right now, it's kind of tough to call.
Whatever happened to your boy Bobby Valentino?
Bobby Valentino was never a legend. He was never going to be a legend.
I never said he was a legend.
Because
that was your boy.
Bro, you ain't like Slow Down?
That was my shit.
I think that's everything. He's everybody's boy then. That's the only song he had. No, he had Slow Down, yeah, Anonymous, and then he did the Rock With You remake. Other than that.
And he got the Tell Me joint. Tell Me with Lil Wayne.
Tell me. And no, how did you get that in those jeans? That was all right.
It was fine.
But Slow Down?
Slow Down was amazing.
Butterfly Tattoo, just like I like it, girl. Yo, listen, if you're an R&B singer and you don't finish your songs off with girl, shit's trash, B. Son, when you sing, just put the girl at the end. Because Mike did that all the time. This shit was fire. Girl.
Mike could have said boy and the shit would have been fire, nigga. Nah. I ain't going to lie. That shit would have been fire. You would have been saying that shit.
But you're right, though, because this nigga said Shimon and we went with it. Like, right. I don't know what Shimon means. Like, you could have just said, come on. He didn't want to. He said Shimon and we said Shimon.
You said that shit right with
it.
Him
is
too.
What it is. Yeah. Like, what is it? Like, yeah.
Can't deny.
North Pole Hotline. Help. I know Santa was busy, but he missed some big styles on my family's list.
Good thing there's Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's got everything you still want. Right now, get up to 75% off store-wide from PJs to puffer jackets.
Up to 75% off?
Including thousands of clearance styles from just $1.99.
I can't miss that.
Or this. Today only, get 50% off all of Old Navy's jeans for adults and kids, even Rockstar 24/7 jeans.
50% off?
Hurry into Old Navy for up to 75% off store-wide. Valid 12/26/312. In stores only. Jeans sale valid 12/26. Excludes in-store clearance.
I think you're right, man.
Niggas just to find it. They'll just try to find a different way to justify it. Man, you know what I mean. I ain't saying boy like nigga. I like him. I'm saying boy like boy. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have to break it all the way down.
So we're going to keep it on with the music thing, man. And it's episode 1999, man. We about to get into 1999 and the albums that was, man. So I'm gonna play this little clip, man, of the hottest songs of 1999. Would you like to hear it? Every time I come around the city, bang, bang. Make it rang, heard about kitty, bang, bang. Every time I buy a new ride, bang, bang.
Can't keep it home a lot, cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
if you
it.
You ain't up on pay.
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead
of my game. You know I thug 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em, till I need a nut, till I need to be the guts, then it's beep beep, and I'm picking 'em up, let 'em play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fist and cup. Divorce him and split his bucks. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass for nothing. Y'all be fronting. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing. Never happen. I'll be forever macking. Hard coded assassins. I got no passion. I got no patience. And I hate waiting. Hope get your ass in and let's ride.
I'm switching gears. Shots on white bitches freeze like this. Them fiends want that D-boy. Feds sending decoys. Pack that heat, boy. Push you where you rest in peace, boy. Get your mama's house shot up. Bodies all chopped up. When them bodies pop up, I ain't getting locked up. My Bentley cruised the block with the sunroof top. Hood rats jumping on my jock, cause I blew up the spot. Crushing your bins, crushing your navigator system. My QB piece, make y'all niggas tuck your shit in. It's Nas in your area. Queens about to tear it up. Braveheart, y'all scared of us. Real niggas, they be up.
What's your name? Cause I'm impressed. Can you treat me good? I won't settle for less. You a hot boy, a rock boy, a fun toy, so a Glock boy. Where you live?
What y'all niggas want, Rubia, Poppy screaming out of their mouth. Bombshell, just a second, mommy wanna speak out. What I need in my life, make the body freak out. Baby seem like the type, Mary niggas sneak out. Like I'm balling, y'all. Guess I be appalling, y'all. Boss type, hold it down, wanting all of y'all. Calling y'all, never chasing me down. 3 weeks, heartbroken, yes, you hating me now. She speaks, soft spoken till she dating the clown. I'm taking them down, reel them in and making them drown. Mistake, I said give me, but I'm taking it now. What I need from a nigga, negative in the sound. Audacity, even asking me for ass. I laugh, this bitch is fast and free. Swatting them off when I see this nigga's a flea. Plotting the call for riches, millionaire wannabe. What y'all niggas want?
What we want, man?
Can't touch. All y'all niggas need.
What we need in our lives.
Right here with me. Sounds y'all wanna hear.
Who that? Who that?
I put my lifetime in between the paper's lines. I'm the quiet storm nigga who fight rhyme. P, yeah, you heard of him, but I ain't concerned with them. Nigga, I pop more guns than you holding them. Make my route while the sun's out and scolding men. Unload 10 in broad daylight, get right. Fuck your life, hop on my 98 dirt bike. You try to stop minds from growing, I make your blood stop flowing. Take affirmative action to any ass if he asking. Now here come the Mac 10, use a dick blower. Trying to speak the done language, what the drilly with that though? It ain't banging, you hooked on. Marv Phonics, infamous Bonics, lying to the pop dog like you got it. You ain't no wildin' out for the night, fist thrower, Rusty Shankola. We live this shit.
All these songs take you back to a particular time.
They take you back to that time where you was at when you heard Son. 1999 was it. So let's get into
I
it.
I like
man.
Them hot, the ones
they don't tell me to stop, eat, swallow the cum, and ain't no how to pop. I need a project chick, the hood rat chick, and when I live in that she took that shit.
She gonna dog ain't with that.
I was so crazy. What was your thing in 99? Man, did you see the list? I mean, we had Slim Shady dropped in 1999. What else
Slim
we
Shady
had?
LP definitely dropped in 99.
We had.
Hi, my name is
who? My name is.
Wow, that was crazy.
If it wasn't for that Dr. Dre stamp, I don't think people would have, you know, paid him no mind. I think when we saw Dre, we was like, let me give him a shot. Because that first single was,
yeah,
I didn't like it. Because it's just like, it's like,
spooky. I liked it when you listen to it, how he's saying the
Hi,
shit.
Hi, kids, you like violence? No, that wasn't my thing.
Want to see me stick 9-inch nails through each one of my eyelids?
No.
Want to see me get fucked or do exactly what I did?
Exactly. Like, you're not listening to that, man. Don't tell me you was
I
like,
was listening to that.
Yeah. I mean, I caught on because it was like, okay.
I was going to a school in the Birds at that time, too, out in Ewing. So, all the white kids was on.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Yeah. So, that time, though, for me, nigga, I was... Cash Money.
Yeah.
I was a hot boy.
Niggas was hot boys, man.
Niggas was hot boys.
Niggas was proud to have your bold jeans back then. Long ass t-shirts. Facts.
They used to always wear Reeboks, though. I never wore those.
Yeah, y'all wasn't wearing Soldier Rees.
Nah, them niggas was wearing all red Reeboks.
No, wasn't doing
back
that.
Back then, it was like, nah, we not wearing no Reeboks, bro. not wearing those fucking
I'll
Reeboks.
Rock the whole gear, just not the box, buddy.
Yeah. But the Jabot jeans... Absolutely. Niggas used to go ham for them Jabot jeans. Size 38. I'm 5'6". I'm 5'6". It'd be size 38 Jabot jeans.
My favorite album of 1999 was Mobb Deep Murder Music. That was my favorite album, man. I could play that from beginning to end, man. Murder Music from Mobb.
Murder Music.
Deep, Quiet Storm, The Realist, all that, man. Like, 1999 was one hell of a year, man. What you got over there? Tell me, name some albums that we... Oh, DMX dropped in 1999, I believe. Meth and Red dropped.
Juvenile, The G-Code,
Juvenile dropped.
Lil Wayne, The Block Is Hot.
Foxy Kim, Foxy. China Doll. 1999, man.
Out of Business, EPMD.
EPMD. Shout out to EPMD.
Violated album.
Was that Fatty Girl?
Blackout.
Fatty Girl.
Yeah.
I'm you got a badonkadonk, girl. Don't hurt nobody.
I think I'm going to go with Nas I Am.
Nas I Am?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Nas I Am, my favorite album from that year.
Yo, Nas I Am was huge. I remember coming out of school, and back when people used to be posted up at the AM, PM, my man Sid Fred had the I Am tape.
And shout that was out just to like, Sid Fred.
It was just like, yo, you got that? See, that's when music kind of, it kind of like had a value to it.
Yeah, when you had to go get the CD.
Because, when you had to go get it. When yeah. I left school, and he said he had the cassette, it's like, son, you got this? Yeah. I ain't got $10 on me. Let me hear it, man. Play it.
Right.
I was like, yo, I thought it was going to be a double album, but he wound up dropping Nostradamus later on in the year. So Nas had a big year with two albums.
What tracks was on that joint again?
What, Nostradamus or I Am?
No, I Am. It was
Nas Is Like.
Nas Is Like.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G. La, da, da, the da, first da. Time, girl, you and
was
me.
Was Dr. Knock Boot?
Dr. Knock Boot was on yeah. there. I want to talk to the mayor, to the governor, to the motherfucking president. I want to talk to the FBI.
Yeah, that shit was fire.
And the CIA. And the motherfucking congressman. Yo, that was the shit.
Yeah, that was my
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Nas.
Was my shit.
So yeah, Nas.
Was that the joint with Scarface with him yeah, and DMX yeah, too? And yeah. So Scarface and DMX?
Scarface, Nas, DMX, Nas.
Yeah, that was my
Aaliyah and Nas. Aaliyah,
yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with I Am as my favorite album of that year.
Can't go
and,
wrong.
And Money too. Money.
My bitch is my ooh, money. You my honey. Money is my bitch. Money.
That definitely was my favorite album. That definitely was my favorite album.
But I know she got me pussy wet. My money. My bitch is my ooh.
I'm like fucking 12 years old. Money. You my honey. My bitch is my money. Money is my bitch. I'm in a mirror in the bathroom and shit. Money is my bitch. Can't tell me nothing in them yeah. 5 minutes I had to myself for the best. Money is my bitch. Nigga, you did it before too. Don't play.
Yo, the vocals is crazy, man. Ooh, money, ooh, my honey. My money. Bitch is my ooh.
Money is my bitch.
That was my thing. But yeah, I'm gonna go with Murder Music though. And I took a poll on Twitter. And I got the people's choice.
You got the people's vote. What the people vote?
People's vote. 43% chose Dr. Dre, 2001. Not even 37 people voted. Shout out to the 37 people that voted. We had one voted for The Roots because I had. Okay, here was a selection: Dr. Dre, 2001, Nas, I Am, Jay-Z, Volume 3, or Other. And if you selected Other, you had to tweet what it was. And so, honorable mention goes to The Roots with Things Fall Apart.
Shout out to The Roots.
And honorable mention to Missy Elliott. So, and we mentioned DMX, then there was X. So, yeah, that's that, man. 1999 was one hell of a year.
It was a good year, man. It was a good year for music. A lot of hits, a lot of records, dope records. That shit crazy. That shit changed, though.
Definitely. Yeah, man. So, that's how we doing episode 19. Damn, I'm about to say episode 1999. Episode 99. All right, so let's get back to the serious topics. But you know, we don't take nothing serious. We're gonna find something hilarious out of this.
Why is he macing that man? He got me watching wrestling and shit.
Yeah,
I don't even watch this shit.
So the question that was brought to my attention is: do we want our children to mimic our dating preferences? Why are people out here purposely birthing mixed babies? This question came from a post. I think it was from Twitter or Instagram. And a guy posted a picture of a mixed baby saying, this is why Spanish women and black guys get together. Look at their production. It's a lot of, to me, I look at that as just black hatred for your own kind. Purposely having mixed babies so they don't come out dark skinned or have a certain type of texture hair. You understand? Because it's like,
if that's a reason for having a baby with somebody, that's terrible.
It is.
It can play into it, but it can't be the coup de grace.
Right. If you're attracted to another race, that's fine. And the baby that's born out of that bond between y'all, and if it's natural. But it, like I said, if you're out here creating mixed babies because you don't want, I've seen a like I seen Kodak Black say he don't want to date black women because he's black, and I seen another rapper say he doesn't want to date
ignorant young fool.
Yeah, it's ignorant. But I have, you know, I have three kids, and two of my older kids, people swear they're mixed and they're not. You know, their mother is just, you know, of light skin with a certain grade of hair. And, you know, I always thought she was mixed, but she wasn't. You know, that wasn't a deciding factor, but she's black. And, you know, so if you see my kids, you're going to see them, you know, hair all over the place. You know, my son used to have mohawks and cornrows. And if he grew his hair, I'd be wild, thick and curly. You know, my daughter has beautiful, long hair. But even as a young man, when I was, you know, when I was 17, 18.
When I was a young boy.
Yeah, what he said. Just having mixed babies wasn't part of the thing. It's like, I don't think I ever had that notion in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you as a father of a mixed child,
mm-hmm.
You want to speak on your experience?
I was never a thought.
It was never a thought, right?
Nah, it was never a thought. It just happened to be that way.
Hey, I'm gonna have babies with you because our kids gonna come out girl mode, girl. Right. It's like you automatically just think, are we gonna have beautiful kids together?
I still want my son to get as dark as me. I'm still waiting for that transition, but I never. It don't matter. It never really mattered. If my son would have came out, he would have came out as dark as me. It wouldn't have made no difference the way that I would have raised him. Is he would have been as light as his mom or as dark as I am. Shit would have made me no difference. It's just mad, that's mad shallow.
And it's kind of wild because normally with my experience, it's just people that I hear, like when a child does come out light, it's like the mother, if she's of light skin or different race, she kind of like wants a dark child.
Right.
Like, I want him to be like you. I want him to be your complexion. But meanwhile, the dad or the person with the low self-esteem, it's like, I want my baby to be light as possible.
Right.
And it's just like, we just gotta get out of that funk.
You gotta stop thinking just because it's light skin is pretty. That's a myth.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's a folktale. That's a myth. Fact. I don't know where y'all niggas done been, but I done seen some light skin things. I was like, girl, you no.
And then you gotta think about it. How are you judging yourself? Like, do you think you can produce a beautiful child without stepping out your race or going with somebody of lighter skin? Do you like think about it like that? It's like, I know I'm a handsome man. My kids are going to be beautiful and handsome for me. Like, I don't care who I'm having them by.
I care.
On a visual note, not saying that I don't care.
I care.
Speak on it. What are you talking
visual,
about?
Visual? Be specific when you say
on
visual.
On a visual. No, we're talking about visual. I'm saying that if your mind is right, it's not going to be about, I can't have babies with her because she's my complexion.
So you still got to be attractive.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the attractive part. I'm saying that.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're light-skinned, you can be ugly. If you're dark-skinned, you can be beautiful and vice versa.
I get you on that, but I'm saying that. I'm saying
yeah, your mind
but
is.
But for me.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I don't think that's what they're not using that part. Like, are you an attractive man?
Right.
If you're an attractive person, then understand that the girl, whatever girl you meet, understand that your babies are going to come out beautiful no matter what.
Facts.
That's what I was just saying.
Facts. But you still got to look good.
That's all I'm saying.
You still have to have a physical attraction.
Now, you about to say something?
No, you just got to look good.
I was doing my Googles and I was trying to figure out, you know, what are some reasons as to why people, you know, jump into interracial relationships. And once again, this is not for the people who are just genuinely attracted to somebody. Love who you want to love. But if you
is free.
But if you out here looking for something different because you don't like, because you don't love yourself, you violate. So here's one. Having multiracial babies will not end racism. So let's talk about that. Do you think that having mixed babies will end racism, or do you think it makes it easier or harder for your child? Like, I'm pretty sure I've heard stories that mixed kids actually have it hard. They don't know what role, like, they don't know what role to play.
Right.
Because if you're black, like, we've seen it all the time, and it could be jokes or it could be a truth. If you're a mixed baby, black people are sometimes going to think you're too good for us, right?
I've never thought that.
Right, but I'm just saying, but, I'm just speaking in general.
In general, possibly, yeah.
Right? Black people think you're too good, and the other races think you're not good enough because you're tainted with black blood. So, yeah, so your interracial baby that you're creating, understand that you're not bringing them into a better world because you united black and white, or black and Spanish, white and Spanish, or whatever. Somebody's culture is going to be mad about something. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, I look at it like any other city. I don't really see that when I think about raising my kid. I see a person. Like, you're going to have struggles. Everybody going to have some type of struggles, but I'm just here to, you know, make the path as easy as possible. But it's going to be obstacles he's going to have to cross on his own. I'm hoping a racial barrier isn't one of them, but, you know, I'm not even sure how I might address that as of yet. I haven't even thought about that prior to this conversation. But,
and number two was when we touched on it. Everyone thinks mixed kids are cute. They're not. So throw that out the window.
Mine is.
Everybody. Well, but this is what I'm saying. It's like, yo, look at me. I'm a handsome dude.
Yeah.
Look at yourself. Yo, listen, I got dimples. I'm Mace. I can go out the Mace fan base. Of course my son gonna be fly. You understand? Like, yep, yo, if you're not feeling yourself.
My son got it.
If you're not feeling yourself and you're gonna look at your kid and your kid looks like you, of course you're not gonna like that kid, man. And number three, just like I said, mixed with number one, biracial people actually have it hard. You know what I'm saying? So don't think that you're bringing kids into this world and making it easy for them because you're not, because they aren't dark skinned.
You know? I just think that's mad ignorant to think that if you have a baby with a light-skinned woman, that the baby's going to be beautiful. And if you have a baby with a dark-skinned woman, the baby's not going to be attractive because it might have a dark complexion as yours. Like, that's crazy.
Definitely is.
You black. Face it, motherfucker. Yeah,
but that's the world we live in. You know,
Face it with your black ass.
The darker, the worse. And I think that's where I'm hitting at. I'm not saying that you or me feel that way, you know. It's just that when it comes to us, the darker we are, the worse we are looked upon.
Crazy.
And you know, it is what it is. I want to touch on something real quick. I don't know much we can say about this, but police took a man into custody early Thursday morning at an Orlando International Airport where they say he was missed orderly conduct. Jeffrey Epstein was arrested after becoming erratic behind being denied boarding privileges. So I guess they was treating him like a black person because he couldn't get on board. His privileges weren't up to par. So basically, he made a big scene. The cops took him down and he said, hey, look at me. You're treating me like a black person.
You're treating me like a fucking black person. Ah,
which isn't the case, my man. Because if they were treating you like a black person, you would have got smoked. You would have got shots. Like they actually listen. I would want to be treated like you. If you're just going to arrest me and give me all the warnings in the world,
he the one who fucking made the fucking commotion.
Right, right. If you're just going to arrest me and give me all the warnings in the world, I'll take that. I will take that. As far as what black people get treated like, bro, you don't even know the half. You're not even ready for.
And even paints an even larger picture because it's like this type of brutality he insinuates is normal with cops and black people.
Yeah.
So for him to have that kind of perspective to say that in that moment, like, like I'm not black. Like he basically said, I'm not black. What the fuck you doing?
Like,
this
what are you
for?
Doing?
Like, do I look black to you? Like, why are you doing this to me?
I actually seen something about like it was like a joke or something. Like he did it, but I think he still got arrested. But I think he was like he kind of planted it, things of that nature. But still, in all, man,
who Jeff Epstein?
Yeah, Jeff Epstein planted it.
Jeffrey McBingle Epstein.
Sounds about right. So, D-Wade and Jimmy Butler, the beef we didn't know we needed, the beef we didn't know existed, former teammates are going at it. I don't know if it's joking or trolling or what. I don't know. But Gabrielle Union with her fine self posted a photo on Instagram, which is what you're supposed to do. She just can't help that she was all wet, nipples hard, looking good. You can't help that sometimes.
Came through drip, drip, drip. Yeah.
Jimmy Butler posted under her picture with the wet emoji.
Gucci voice. Well, damn.
Well, damn. D-Wade replied, mine. Get him. No, no, no. D-Wade replied, mine. And then D-Wade went on Jimmy Butler's page and said, if you ever disrespect or something, if you ever comment on my wife picture again, I'm a, she basically wanted to put the paws on him. And Jimmy Butler was just like, okay, that escalated quickly. I'm mm-hmm. still coming to the barbecue. Okay, so I got a few, like, I want to take this in a few directions. Should Gabby, first, I mean, should Gabby have ran that by D-Wade? Or, like, because it's Gabby and she's a public figure? Like, there's so many things that I want to spin around this. Does Jimmy Butler have the right to comment because it's public? Should Gabby not have posted it? Should D-Wade know that his wife is Gabrielle Union and she's hot? Where are we going with this?
Well, does D-Wade and Butler have a relationship of any sort?
They were just teammates. Chicago.
That don't mean Wade, shit.
But that's all I know. But they were teammates, and you know that's my wife.
If we was teammates, that's just like being a coworker. So, nah, I don't know you nothing. I don't know you nothing.
That's a tough one. Because
I don't even think they got along. D-Wade wasn't getting along with a lot of niggas in that Chicago team.
Jimmy Butler wasn't one of them. It was pretty cool.
I thought that's why he went to Chicago. I mean, he went back to Miami and Butler went to Minnesota.
Nah, they traded Butler and left Wade there, and then Wade wanted a buyout, and that's when he went to Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just Chicago doing what Chicago do. Wade and Butler, to me, I don't think had an issue. But at the same time, I'm kind of mixed with this because Gabby is a public figure.
Right.
And I think that Wade and Gabby are comfortable with who they are. So if my wife was Gabby and she wants to post that,
he got to take that.
I'm cool with that. I just don't expect a fellow basketball player, and especially somebody that I used to be teammates with, to, you know, flirt with my wife of that nature. Like, keep it to yourself.
You shot a shot, man, on the low.
On the low? You call that on the low?
Well, damn. So maybe he thought it wouldn't have been caught. Some comments fly under the radar.
Yeah. Well, on Instagram, if you're friends with somebody, you'll see that comment.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll see that comment. And it is crazy because I'm pretty sure she got like thousands of comments.
That was the only one.
But that was the one that you see. But, you know, she probably pointed it out to him. But I think that it's kind of wild. You know what? Let me see if I can call. I got somebody I can call. I'm about to try to call somebody real quick. Let me see what this nigga doing real quick, man. Let me see what he doing. Hold on, y'all. Try out this feature.
Came through drip, drip, drip. Came through drip, drip, drip.
Try this thing out real quick. Come on, pick up, pick up. Let's be my second call and by picking up, man.
Please leave your message for 6.
Scram,
9,
bro.
9, 6, 8, 7.
Call somebody. All right. I'm gonna call one more person. I'm gonna call one more person. Let's see what they're doing. Let's see what they're doing. Let's see what they're doing.
So we really got WrestleMania on TV right now.
It's SummerSlam.
Same shit. I don't know nothing.
Let me see some.
I don't know nothing. Man.
Okay. Our guy is ready. Let me hit him back. Don't worry, y'all. I'm trying to get somebody online. Trying to get somebody to call. I should just call him. Give me a second, y'all. Give me a second. Say something funny. There you go.
Hurry the fuck up with your phone.
Oh, the one guy called Dean. I called Dean. He in the movies. Nigga stay in the movies.
Hey, what's wrong with a good movie? Yo, I'm telling you, you got to watch Equalizer 2, yo.
I want to watch Equalizer and I want to watch The Black Klansman.
I heard that was really good. I heard that was really, really good, actually.
So if a nigga say, give me 2 minutes, and it's a minute later, then that means, like, if you say give me 2 minutes at 7:06, so I should call him at 7:08.
I call that nigga right now.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm about to do. Exactly what I'm about to do.
You ain't ready, but I'm is. And whatever you're going to be done doing in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
If it was really just a legit 2 minutes, you good. We got time to think.
What's going on?
Ain't shit. My fault, man.
Nah, you good. Was that 2 minutes?
I don't know what it was, but you good. I didn't realize that y'all texted me.
What's good? Can you hear me? Can you hear Fresco?
Yeah. Yo, my boy, what's good?
We good, man. I hear him. He's a little distant, but it's good. I hear him.
All right. So the question is, we was talking about the D-Wade, Gabrielle Union, Jimmy Butler situation, and you being a married man, and you post your wife on the gram. If one of your friends, one of your friends was to comment under there, well, damn, is that an issue? Yeah. Or talk to me. Oh, we called Phil.
Nah, that nigga hung up.
He's like, nah, this question.
So you know what? I'm already in a hot seat. I don't even want to make it worse. I'm banging on these niggas.
Let me see some. Let me try to call back.
Well, I mean, it's all perspective, man, how you really feel. Like, ain't the strength between your relationship, too. I don't know. Some motherfuckers won't give a damn. Some other people will be highly offended.
I think we lost them, man.
You be mad?
Okay, you calling me? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So I guess we got to run through that shit again.
Yeah. All right. Well, huh?
No, I was going to say, y'all recording?
Yeah. We're recording right now, live on the show. We're going to get all the mistakes and anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, somebody's signal is trash.
I was thinking the same thing, but it ain't me.
It ain't mine. Because it ain't my phone. Shit.
All right. So y'all take a shot to me. All right.
It's your life, shit.
All right. But now, like I was saying, you know, it's part blame on the wife as well, because, you know, if she's posting some shit like that, you got to see if you're cool with it. You know what I mean? So who's to know if they even cool with it? But whatever. I also think it depends on the circle that you're running in. So, like, if one of my mans was to post some shit like that, then, yeah, I will feel some kind of way. But if it's some nigga that I don't know, it's kind of like it is what it is. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that's how, like, Wade is, because, shit, that's Gabrielle Union. So, of course, niggas is looking and commenting and all that shit. I think it was just bad because these niggas was on the same team at one time. They run in the same circles and all that. So that shit gets a little like, yeah, like that's not some shit that you want to play around with. And who knows, maybe he was playing, or who knows how the well damn was, because you could be like, well, damn. Or it could be like, well, damn.
And he wrote that shit in all caps, bro.
Yeah, you're right. It was one of those, well, damn. Yeah, I would feel some type of way. That's what I need. I stay clear of shit like that. Like, my man just posted a picture with him and his girl, and I just gave this shit a like. Like, I didn't even want to give, like, a 100 or some shit like that. I don't know how the nigga would take it. I'm sure he wouldn't, but you just never know how people would take it.
Right.
So I stay clear of that shit altogether. You know what I mean? But, I'm mad at the dude, but at the same time, it's kind of like, your girl's posting the shit, bro. You know what I mean? And that's what this shit's there for. You know what I mean? It's meant for niggas to look. It's meant for people to be talking and all that shit. It's a little touchy. You know what I mean? It really depends on the situation and how the shit is said. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, if you're reading some shit, you don't know what the person's tone is. You know what I mean?
Oh, nah. I think we can tell his tone. We can tell his tone. But, yeah. I just wanted to get your advice because, you know, as a married man, and you be posting your wife on IG, you know what I mean, just bigging her up. And, you know, just one of your homies was to be like, damn, like, oh, whoa, my man.
Don't like my, don't
relax.
Like, don't like my girl pictures. Yeah. Yo. Don't even like my girl pictures. Like,
listen, I keep my knuckles ashy for a reason. You know what I mean? So, and my mans know that shit already. Yeah.
Don't like my girl picture, yo.
Right.
Don't like my girl picture.
Yo, I only, yo, if one of my mans posts a picture, if it's just their girl, I even that might be like, all right, bro, you ain't getting a like this week.
You're not even getting a like, word.
Yeah, you're not even getting this like, bro, because I don't, again, I'm sure, like, let's say Jay is to post some shit. I'm sure Jay wouldn't feel no type of way, but we also don't know what other people are going to say out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, you saw this nigga sign.
Why he like that
Jay's,
picture?
Wife's picture, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right. Well, so, that's how I be thinking about it, too.
Yeah, I think it's best if niggas just stay clear of that shit altogether. You know what I mean?
You know the traps now. We are. It's not new. Like, everybody know how the game is played. There ain't no setups, nigga. You just not paying attention. Nah, open your eyes up. Open your motherfucking eyes.
No, I was saying, and don't sleep on Wade. That nigga's from Chicago. He might give that nigga about 50 or some shit like that.
Facts. I watch Miami Heat games. Wade be looking to fight, man. He got a short temper, man.
OD.
But yeah, man, I appreciate just this spontaneous call, man. I just wanted to reach out to you for this quick segment, man.
Shout out to the homie Sire, man. Appreciate you, Playboy. I hit your ass up the other day when your ass finally you ain't in New York when I hit you up. But it's all good.
You gotta hit me like a little ahead of time. Yo, I was in New York like 2 weekends before that, in Jersey the weekend before that, nigga. I was staying local. I'm broke. You know what I mean?
But word is life.
I would have came through.
Nah, that's all good.
Like, yo, you gonna be in the city tonight? Like, it's not nighttime already. And I'm like, all right, nigga, nah, I'm not. Damn, I'm gonna be in the city. I'm just trying to see. Damn, nigga, let me know. day or two before, at least.
I got you. Say no more.
All right, man. Y'all be good, all right?
All right,
too.
All right, bro.
All right, later.
Shout out to the homie Sia, man, and the whole TOS podcast crew. They got a live show coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be lit. We in the building.
I'm going to be calling somebody every week, man. I'm going to take advantage of this software that I have.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Gonna do it.
So, you know, either, you know, you and your spouse need to have a conversation. You know, if D-Wade is cool with the picture, then it's still a toss-up, man. It's Jimmy. Like, anybody could have said something. It's just Jimmy Butler. Like, anybody from the NBA, like, y'all know that's my wife. Don't disrespect me. Heard you.
Niggas don't owe that nigga nothing. Because niggas, a stranger, can say the same shit. It's like, nigga, I cannot know him, but I know his wife. But I think his wife's hot. She posts a hot picture. I can like it and comment on it because...
You can, but Butler can't.
I'm just saying. I'm speaking from Butler's perspective. I'm speaking as if I am him. I don't know you. I mean, I know you, but we're not friends.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they probably do speak when they see each other.
Well, he says he's still coming to the barbecue, so if we invite him to the barbecue, then that means we cool.
Right, kid, because everybody not getting invited to this fucking barbecue.
Fresher Fiasco. I get this lady name mixed up.
Let me see.
Omarosa. Omarosa. Say her name.
Omarosa.
Whatever her name is. Omarosa. There you go.
Yeah.
Fresher Fiasco. All right. Omarosa trying to buy back the black credibility by releasing secret tapes and exposing 45. Fresher Fiasco that this is going to work. Do we care? What?
If it gets Trump's out of office, man, you open arms. If it gets Trump out of office, hey, man, you know what? We should have never doubted you. You know, you had this golden piece that got this fucker out of here. So, yeah. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm going to go Fiasco because I think she's releasing tapes. Oh, Trump said the N-word. I mean, you're not surprising me. I'm not shocked at all.
Right.
Excuse me. Just her being there supporting him. When we all, you know, not me, because of course you can hear me, but when people were trying to tell her she was, you know, in the wrong and she just, you know, waited until something didn't go her way to want to, listen, y'all, I'm back and I got tapes for y'all. Listen,
facts.
We don't care about those tapes. We know he's a racist. We know he don't like black people.
But if it's something worth, you know, exposing that we don't know, yes.
But that's the thing, though. They've been trying to get him out of office since he got in. Oh,
now she's just releasing him.
All of that though, right. That footage, the Russian thing, like the buy, the paying off the sex worker, all of that. Like, no matter what they come out with, he's still in office, man. So if this works, I'll reconsider. But if not, it's like, whatever.
45 equals Tywin Lannister.
What?
It's the same person. Same shit. They doing the same shit.
Fresh or fiasco, ESPN will not be showing the national anthem on television.
Fiasco.
Yeah.
It's just another way to silence the protest.
Yeah.
That's it. So now, they still got to do it if it means something. Not just because the cameras go off don't mean you stop doing it. Because there's still people in the stands. There's still people recording on their phones.
Right.
There's still people posting on social media. So,
you know, I don't. Yeah, right, right. I definitely agree with you. I'm going to go fiasco. ESPN, you scumbags. I was just about to buy that $4.99 package that y'all got. I ain't doing it now. That's that. But players still protest the flag. It's not about the cameras, right? It's just about protesting.
It's just about protesting.
My fault. It's not about the flag. It's not about protesting the flag. It's about protesting
the anthem stands
police
for.
Police brutality. And the anthem does. And as of right now, we're not as united as the anthem makes it seem. So that's right. Why they protest during the national anthem, because it's like, listen, all of this for liberty, justice, and one for all, and all that crap. That's not America right now. We need to get on the same page. So keep doing it. You know, it's not for show. We know y'all still doing. And guess what? Now they can probably do it even more now.
Right, right. Right, exactly.
Now everybody's going to do it.
Now everybody do it. Oh, so nobody's going to see me anyway. So
yeah, you can't see me anyway. So on Monday nights, as of right now, only Monday Night Football is doing it. Or whenever ESPN airs a game, everybody do it. Because guess what? Nobody's going to see it anyway. But now y'all all get to stand for what y'all believe in.
Right.
Without consequence.
Let's see if you really fucking mean it.
Fresher fiasco. Jennifer Hudson is supposed to play Aretha Franklin in the upcoming biopic.
No, I don't like. Ooh,
ooh. Keep going.
Her taking Aretha's spotlight.
Oh, you don't like it? You're not with it?
Nah, that's cool.
I'm about to say, because if you don't like that, I'm going to say, well, then who?
There's nobody that I can see.
I mean,
maybe some new talent.
I was just thinking that. Like, maybe there's some new talent out there that we don't know nothing about that can blow. But
it's very possible, man.
Jennifer Hudson paid the dues. Like she can have all those joints.
She did.
Jennifer Hudson paid the dues.
I have a problem with Jennifer.
I don't know what she's doing right now. The music business is trash, so why not get that biopic money?
And you can probably write the soundtrack.
And she can definitely, and she can sing, yo. Like, she can actually sing, man. So I'm going to go fresh that Jennifer Hudson is going to get that Aretha Franklin.
So was this, like, already in the works? Or?
Yes. They said that Aretha Franklin was, I don't know if they was working on it or started it, but.
Is this a BET movie or, like, a feature?
That I don't know, but I know that Aretha Franklin wanted Jennifer Hudson to do it. So that's one. Number two, this better not be Lifetime. It's better be, like, it better, like. I'll take a Netflix special. Like, I'll take a Netflix Roxanne Shanté type of deal. I don't know how big it'll be in the movies. I don't know. But just as long as Lifetime don't get it and BET don't get it.
I can see it being a BET film. Like, New Edition.
No.
I can see
it. Because I don't know. But you know what, though? When they did the New Edition thing, I didn't think it'd be that good. So
I didn't think it was going to be that good.
At the same time, like,
I still haven't seen part three, man.
Aretha Franklin is so dope. I just don't know if all the songs were still registered with today. Like, New Edition songs, they still register with today's people.
Yeah,
like, Aretha Franklin's got songs that from the 70s and things of that nature that people who actually, you know, championed her probably don't watch TV. Like, you think Mama Jean's going to watch that BET right. special. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, Aunt Martha's right. not watching that.
Who? They doing what for who?
No. What channel? What channel is BET?
BET? What station is that? BET.
Right. So the people who actually, you know, who, like I say, champion Aretha Franklin probably won't go looking for it. Like, you had to just put it on right. the silver platter for them. Right. You know? But I think that the Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha Franklin would be
I think that's a good idea.
Fire, and I'm going to watch it.
I think she performed. She performed spectacularly. Lizzie.
Mm-hmm. I smell another Oscar coming her way for this performance.
Hopefully so.
Let's get this thing rolling. And yeah, that's that. Speaking of movies, I want to touch on one thing. One thing was brought up, and I was going to go see it. The Black Klansman. Mm-hmm. What's his name? What's Denzel Washington's son's name?
John David.
And he got two first names. John David. I heard that is a fire movie, and a lot. And we need to go see that. I'm going to make plans to go see it.
What is it about?
It's basically about a black man who infiltrated the Klan.
Oh,
kind of. I like. I don't really got
Clayton Bigsby. oh shit, Clayton Bigsby got a biopic.
I don't think Clayton Bigsby was about that life though. Like this dude, I think he's trying to get in to like break the Klan up. Clayton Bigsby wanted to lead.
Yeah,
the Klan. Like,
look there, that there's my sister. If anybody's having sex with her, it's gonna be me. Oh, that motherfucker was cold.
So yeah, man, we need to go see that Black Klansman movie. Support it, you know.
I'm gonna check it out.
Black movies are going to get people are going to get flack for not going to see black movies the way everybody went out to see Black Panther.
The way
They gotta stop
expecting that of people, to be honest with you.
But that's the thing though, like when a black movie comes out. Is they think it's going to have that Black Panther feel. So, you know,
it's not going to be like that with every movie.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So, but yeah, this was episode 99. Man, you got anything else you want to add?
Yeah, it's a couple of niggas out there that's been hating. Fuck you. Nah, I'm just playing. But even if it might be, but fuck you. But I do want to say that, I have a few, people who I just want to show some love to. I got a couple of homies going through some very, very tough times, just transitional periods in life. And I just wanted to inform those friends that you have friends and people around you can holler at. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody goes through these transitions. Just hold your head straight and walk forward, man. You're going to get the way you're supposed to be. Tis all.
Yeah. So if you like what you heard, man, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Once again, check us out, man. Listen to us on Spreaker. Or thebrotherspod.com website, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts.
And once again, I'm your boy Fresco. You can follow me on Instagram at Fresco Fame and on Twitter at Fresco BIN Famous.
And on Floor 700
on our thing. You did. Podcast Brothers, episode 99. You bitch.
Want entertainment designed just for you? Then check out customizable streaming TV from Xfinity. It makes your life simple, easy, awesome.
Xfinity gives you customizable streaming TV options. Enjoy the most free shows anywhere on any device and even access your streaming apps right on your TV with X1. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply. Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.